You know what I could do with right now, but Judge?
What?
A nice cup of iced coffee.
Okay. Iced coffee?
Yeah. I like in the summer. In summer, I find it very difficult to drink hot coffee.
For the first time ever, a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
I had to do a lot of work and I was getting so drained, so tired. Mm-hmm. So for the first time, I poured myself a cup of coffee.
Okay.
But I mixed it in with like those instant cans that we have.
Oh, okay. So real coffee with the instant canned coffee. Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was sweet, but it still had that original, you know, good, deep coffee flavor.
Well, that's the thing. I think many people can be a little bit snobby about coffee.
No, but then for me, I stayed up for 2 days.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
All right. Sleep.
Just a little less coffee for you, but Judge.
Because at first, I had like 3 gulps.
Yeah. The thing is, here in Korea, there are so many different kinds of coffee. Like, you can go high-end, really high-end, or you can get those little instant mixed packets that people are drinking for decades.
Did you know Korea invented those?
Did they know?
Yeah.
Congratulations to us.
Seriously.
Doing very well. But in any case, we are celebrating coffee today. We're going to take a look about its history and then, we've got a little bit of a little few tips for you on how to cook with it. So, starting off with the history, it was a major part of Ethiopian and Yemenite history, dating back to maybe as long as 14 centuries ago. However, we're not quite sure where it first came from. What is the origin of coffee? It is debated, but no matter where it was first discovered, this amazing and magical taste mesmerized the world over. It expanded its influence. Believe it or not, King Gojong, the 26th king of the Joseon Dynasty, actually liked coffee and waffles.
No way!
Yes, he is famed for liking coffee and waffles. We're not sure when coffee first came into Korea, but he did drink it. And the popularity of coffee has continuously grown ever since. According to recent research, coffee consumption was actually higher than kimchi consumption here in 2013.
Yes. My goodness, maybe that's the reason why we just love coffee. It's in our roots.
Absolutely.
You actually wouldn't realize how the coffee bean looked like before it was roasted. I remember I saw it and I was like, no, that's like barley or something I put in my rice. But no, it's basically coffee. And no matter how you think about it, no matter what it seems like, it's actually a fruit.
Okay. Yeah, we often have this on Cooking Style where we suddenly realize that what we're talking about is not necessarily, botanically speaking, a vegetable or a bean.
Exactly. Now, coffee beans, as we know them, are actually the pits of a cherry-like berry that are grown on bushes. So even though coffee is actually a seed, it's called a bean because of its resemblance to actual beans. So French novelist and playwright Honoré de Balzac?
Yeah.
Yes. Supposedly consumed 50 cups of coffee per day to fuel his inspiration while writing. And you know what that led to?
What?
An early death of 51.
Oh, really?
Even though it's not sure that if the coffee killed him, but you know, you can speculate that.
Everything in moderation, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Well, other interesting facts. Did you know the world's first webcam was actually to check on a coffee pot? You see, there were some rather lazy students, inventive lazy students at Cambridge University. They wanted to know if the coffee pot in the room next door was full or not.
Mm-hmm.
So they started a webcam to see whether it was.
That's very true. I mean, that's very smart, in fact. And if you are roasting it and you don't want to keep an eye on roasting it,
sure,
just put a webcam inside and it'll do the work for you.
Or just ban it.
Yeah. I guess so, because it has happened. There have been attempts to ban coffee. In the 16th century, Italian clergymen tried to ban the fruit, the bean, whichever, because they believed it to be satanic.
Oh, dear.
So Pope Clement VII loved coffee so much that he even quipped that it should be baptized.
Okay, so I guess now coffee is safe. Coffee. We're allowed coffee.
Is holy.
But the problem is, you can have a whole too many cups of coffee and you end up with problems.
Sure, because sometimes say coffee's good for you, sometimes say coffee's bad for you.
Well, it's going to depend on the person because we all have different tolerances for caffeine. So some people can have 10 cups of coffee or, in Balzac's case, 50 cups of coffee a day and feel fine without any negative side effects. But others are extremely sensitive, can actually get really affected by just one or two, you know, little doses of caffeine.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful because, you know, for one person, big coffee will be fine. For another, it could actually cause damage.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was a kid going to my friend's house, she made iced coffee for us. And it was very sweet. That's why we as kids could drink it.
Sure.
I don't think we fell asleep ever after that.
Well, you got to be careful.
Rowdy.
Giving caffeine to kids can be really dangerous sometimes. You got to be really careful with it. For the average person, it should be below 400 milligrams a day, which is roughly about 4 cups. That's what's considered safe and not linked to the unwanted side effects of racing heart rate or dizziness or blurred vision. Nowadays, I've actually cut my coffee consumption to half a cup a day. And if I have more than that, I start to feel it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always thought 4 cups was a lot because my mom drinks 2, sometimes 3. And I'm like, whoa, hold on, mom.
Okay, you need to meet my parents.
Oh,
I think
yeah?
they're a good 5 or 6 a day.
Maybe it is cutting down to maybe half a cup, but you get used to it, perhaps.
That's the thing. You can build up a tolerance to these sort of things, but do be careful with your caffeine intake.
Okay, so enough about the drinking of the coffee. You got to spice it up. Use it for cooking.
Okay.
So you could use coffee kind of like a spice. You know, coffee rubs, marinades, sauces. They kind of add a delectable complexity to grilled meats, sometimes to chili as well, chili
sure.
soups. So what you want to do is you want to mix half a cup of coffee grounds, then the same amount of balsamic vinegar, 2 cloves of chopped garlic, a half chopped shallot, some salt, and a little bit of water, just around 1 to 4 cups. So basically, you place the meat in a resealable bag with the marinade. You got to seal it, place it in the refrigerator, let it marinate for a couple of hours, then take it out, drain all the sausage, you know, all the sausage.
The sausage? The sauce.
The sauce. And from the bag into a small saucepan. Pat the meat dry, cook meat as desired, whether in the oven, the pan, rare, medium rare, whichever. And the marinade kind of acts as a tenderizer and enhances the meat of the flavor.
Sure, and then you can make a sauce with that marinade if you want. It's up to you entirely. You can also glaze your bacon with coffee if you're so inclined.
What?
Get a small bowl, mix together a shot of espresso, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of dark sugar. Combine it until the sugar's mostly dissolved. Then brush your bacon with it on one side. Bake it at 175 degrees for about 10 minutes. Brush the other side. Bake again for 205 degrees for another 10 minutes, and you get a beautiful coffee-glazed bacon.
See, I mean, coffee works really well with pork.
Well, I'm thinking the bosam. Coffee and bosam does sound like a good thing for
tonight. The doenjang and the coffee beans, not the grounds, the beans.
Okay, so whole coffee beans in there. My goodness, a tip from Bajaj there at the end of part 3. We'll leave you with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Coffee shop.